Today's passage is taken from Genesis chapter 5.
今天的经文是创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
I'll read in English, 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He made them male and female and blessed them. He named them mankind when they were created. When Adam lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived a total of 930 years and then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. And after he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived a total of 912 years and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Canaan. After he became the father of Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived a total of 905 years and then he died. When Canaan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. And he became the father of Mahalalel. Canaan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Canaan lived a total of 910 years and then he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years. He became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years and then he died. When Jared lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. When Methuselah lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech lived 182 years, he had a son. He named him Noah and said, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground that the Lord has cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived a total of 777 years and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shalom to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹平安。
We have just completed our sermon series on James and the Hallel Psalms.
我们刚结束了雅各书还有赞美诗歌的信息系列。
We touched on some practical topics and also deepened our understanding of what is worship.
我们提到了一些很实际的课题，也对崇拜有更深的认识。
So if you have any feedback or any suggestions on our sermon topics, I welcome you to approach any of our pastors.
如果大家有什么反馈，对崇拜的信息有什么提议，欢迎你到任何一位教牧面前可以跟他们谈谈。
Now in the next coming liturgical year, beginning in Advent in end November,
下一个崇拜礼仪的年热是从11月尾开始的降临节开始。
And there we will start a new sermon series in the whole of Luke and the whole of Acts.
我们将展开新的信息系列，要讲路加福音和使徒行传。
And that will probably stretch all the way to maybe June next year.
这应该会一直到明年的六月。
And so before we embark on that long journey,
从现在到十一月间，
we have this short 2 months window.At the bilingual service.
华英崇拜就有两个月的这个时间。
I want to cover a short story in Genesis.
我要用这段时间分享创世纪的一段故事。
The story of Noah.
就是挪亚的故事。
Now, Everyone of us should be quite familiar with this story. I believe even the non-Christians.
大家对挪亚的故事都不陌生，包括非信徒。
You all know the flood, the ark, the animals two by two.
大家都听过洪水、方舟，还有那个动物双双的上方舟。
But yet, despite its familiarity, I doubt many of you really know it beyond, you know, the Sunday school children-friendly version.
但是虽然大家都有所听闻，我想儿童主日学版本之外，其他的事件大家未必都那么熟悉。
Unfortunately, if that's all you know, it means that you are actually neglecting a very critical link in our salvation history.
这也表示我们对救赎历史的这个认知还缺少了那么很重要的一个环节。
In our gospel class, we cover the story of Adam, of creation to Adam and Eve in great detail.
在我们的福音班，我们都很详细的查考了关于创世纪的事件，还有亚当夏娃的故事。
On the pulpit, we often start the story of Israel from Abraham onwards in Genesis 12.
然后在讲台上讲到关于以色列的历史，我们往往都是从十二章开始，就是讲到亚伯拉罕蒙召。
But what is the bridge from Adam and Eve all the way to Abraham?
但是从亚当夏娃一直到亚伯拉罕之间，到底发生了什么事？又怎么将他们连接起来呢？
Thus, I'm glad for this window of opportunity to study this missing link in our Old Testament Christian education.
所以我很高兴有这个机会能够查考这个环节，是旧约的主日学里面常常没有教的。
Because Abraham did not just appear out of the blue in Genesis 12.
因为亚伯拉罕他并不是无缘无故的从十二章就贸然的起来。
His roots came from his ancestor Shem in Genesis 11.
亚伯拉罕呢，这里说在十一章是闪的后裔。
Similarly, Shem's root came from his ancestor Adam in our passage today, Genesis 5.
而在今早的经文第五章就讲到闪，他是亚当的后裔。
So knowing the story from Adam to Noah, and then from Shem all the way to Abraham, it will give us a much more complete picture of the entire turn of events.
所以让我们能够从明白了从亚当到挪亚，从闪到亚伯拉罕之间所发生的事情，这能对整件事件的来龙去脉有更完整的认识。
So let's start from the very beginning.
让我们从最初的开始。
We have two versions of the creation story.
圣经里对创造的故事有两个版本。
Genesis 1 is the poetic version.
创世纪第一章的版本呢，是透过这个诗词的方式来表达。
And it's a poetic version we describe God's creation in 7 days.
透过诗词的方式来形容神以七天创造天地。
And it's beautifully structured to present this very purposeful and divine act of creation.
它的呈现法很美，也很有系统。让读者能够看到神的创造是有目的的，也是神的作为。
And creation is the transformation of a world that was formless and empty into one that was orderly and plentiful.
让读者能够看到宇宙世界从混沌空虚中成为有秩序，成为丰盛的。
And on the sixth day, this is what we read.
到了第六日就这么说。
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness."So that they may rule over the fish in the sea, birds in the air, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
神说我们要照我们的样式，按照我们的形象造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So God made mankind in His own image, in the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them.
神就照着自己形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And then he says, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers." Or the more familiar one, "Be fruitful and multiply."
然后就说神赐福给他们，对他们说要生养众多，遍满全地。
Now in this poetic presentation, mankind is given a special role in creation.
从这个诗词的呈现法。我们看到人类被造是被赋予一个特殊的职分。
Man is given the image of God.
人被赋予神的形象。
And it is with this image that we may rule over all life.
而有了这个神的形象，让人能够治理地上所有的活物。
Just as how God also created life out of chaos and made it good, we must do likewise.
就好比神也是从混沌中创造出生命， 并且使生命美好。
And this image we know will be multiplied and preserved through the blessing of God to be fruitful and multiply.
这里说这个形象样式将会倍增，因为蒙神的祝福而得到保存，因为神赐福说要生养众多。
And this is the version in Genesis 1.
这就是创世纪第一章的版本。
In Genesis 2, we have yet another creation story, but this time in narrative version, in story form.
创世纪第二章记载了另外一个创造的故事，是透过叙述性的版本。
In Genesis 2, it says, Then the Lord made a man from the dust of the earth, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
第二章说，耶和华用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man that he had formed.
耶和华在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
So this time, instead of the entire universe, you have just one guy in one garden.
这里没有讲整个宇宙界被造，乃是讲一个园中有一个男人。
Adam of Eden.
就是伊甸园的亚当。
His main job is to take care of the garden and to name all the animals.
他主要的职责就是管理园中的一切，然后为那个动物起名字。
You can tell that he's running out of ideas for names in the end.
你可想而知，他到最后是想不出什么好名字的。
Because the wombat is not a bat, and the guinea pig is not a pig.
熊猫也不是猫哈，那个金鱼也不是鱼。
So the woman was made as a helper.
然后这里说神造女人去辅助男人。
But later on, I find no biblical evidence as to what specific help she provided.
但是后来牧师他在圣经的根据找不到女人具体是不懂了贡献了什么帮助。
But being a married man of 10 years, I don't need the Bible to tell me what she's suitable for.
但是身为一个结了婚十年的丈夫，不用圣经告诉我，我也知道她很适合做什么的。
She will be suitable in a managerial role.
她非常适合当经理。
Telling the man what he's supposed to do and taking credit for the work done.
而吩咐男人去做这个做那个，但是功劳却属于自己的。
Now, if this narrative version sounds to you a bit unreal or like a parable, I will agree.
如果这个叙述性的版本读起来好像不那么的真实，更加像是比喻的话，我也同意。
Because the literary presentation here is mythological.
因为这个呈现的文法是神话性质的。
But it is not a myth.
神话性质，但是不是神话。
Now, when we say that something is a myth, we are saying that it is factually untrue.
当我们说某件事是神话，我们指它在实质上没有依据的，是不真实的。
But when we say something is mythological, it can be truthful.
但是当我们说某件事是神话性质的，我们是说它可以是真实的。
But because it's mythological, the characters will be larger than life.
但是因为是神话性质的，所以人物被放大了。
And the message will be contained in symbolism or metaphors.
信息呢是透过象征性的手法，透过比喻性来表达出来。
And the narration itself will be stylized for plot purposes.
而往往叙述的情节也以非写实的手法呈现出来。
And so in the end, Adam and Eve's expulsion from the Garden of Eden, this becomes representative of the broken relationship between God and mankind.
所以当说到亚当夏娃被逐出伊甸园，就表达了神、人和被造界之间的关系破坏了。
But if you take a more literal view of the Bible,
倘若你是选择要按字面去解读圣经
，and insist that well we should read Genesis 2 as a historical account,
而坚持说我们应当把第二章视为这个历史性的记载。
I have a small suggestion here.
我有个小建议。
Now it's often assumed that Adam and Eve were the first man and the first woman to be created, and that all mankind were therefore their direct descendants.
一般上大家都把亚当夏娃当作是第一对被造的男女，然后全人类呢就是从他们而出的后裔。
But if we hold this assumption, then it will run to all kinds of logical difficulties.
如果我们持守这个假设的话，可以遇到许多逻辑上的难处。
When we come to Genesis 3 or 4, we might say, where did Cain get his wife?
比如到了第三章、第四章，我们会问，该隐的妻子从哪里来呢？
And why he was made into become becoming a wanderer, where you know, why was he worried about the presence of other men?
当他离开伊甸园去流浪的时候，为什么他会惧怕有其他的所谓的其他的人攻击他呢？
And if everybody came from Adam and Eve, just how much incest is going on?
大家都是亚当夏娃的儿女，那么不伦的男女关系到底有多少呢？
So my suggestion, to you is this.
所以我的提议是这样的。
If you want to be truly literal,
若你真的要按字面去解读
，it would be more logical to see.That actually God has created mankind in Genesis 1.
更合乎情理的是说，在第一章这样说，神已创造了人类。
And then Adam and Eve were uniquely created for Eden afterwards.
之后，神在特意的造亚当夏娃来管理伊甸园。
So I have a theory here.
所以我有个理论。
All other mankind, yes, they may be roaming the earth.
是的，当时也许已经有很多人类在地面上行走各处。
But only Adam is the first man made specifically to walk with God in the garden prepared for him.
唯有亚当是第一个被神所造来与神同行，并与神为了并神为他预备了伊甸园，与他同在。
And so this is what we read in Genesis 3:8.
所以在创世纪第三章第八节这么说。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of God.As he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
这里说天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走的时候，那人和他的妻子就听见了神的声音。
And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
他们就藏在园中的树林中。
But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
然后耶和华神呼唤那人说，你在哪里？
He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
他回答说。我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我侧身露体，我便藏起来。
Why was God calling from Adam here?
神为什么要呼唤亚当呢？
It was time for their evening walk.
因为那时是傍晚了，是他们傍晚行走同行的时候。
But as it turns out, walking with God, this will become a running theme in Genesis.
结果，这个与神同行这个主题就延续持续了。成了创世纪一个很持续的主题。
As we have read, Adam has failed in this experiment.
我们听到说亚当在这个事件上与神同行的事件上失败了。
He could no longer walk with God.
他不再与神同行。
But the efforts of God would not be deterred.
但是神没有放弃他所要进行的。
Later on in Genesis 6, we will read that Noah is a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked.Faithfully with God.
后来在六章，我们又听到说，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，说挪亚与神同行。
Then in Genesis 17, when we were introduced to Abraham, Abraham was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless."
然后到了十七章，提到介绍亚伯兰的时候，就说亚伯兰99岁的时候，耶和华神向他显现。对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前行走，做完全的人。”
Only when he was told to walk with God, he said, "God then tell him, I will make my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers."
而当神说你当在我面前行走，做完全人的时候，神就跟他立约说，使你的后裔极其繁多。
And eventually, this godly walk.With Noah and Abraham, you also continue on to all of Israel.
所以到后来，神与挪亚同行，与亚伯拉罕同行，一直到与众以色列同行。
God's people will walk with God.
也就是说，神的子民要与神同行。
In Leviticus, we will read that I will look on you with favor. You means Israel.And will make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you.
在利未记二十六章这么说，我要眷顾你们，你们所指的是以色列人，使你们圣养众多，也要与你们坚定所立的约。
I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you.
我要在你们中间立我的帐篷，我的心也不厌恶你们。
And this is critical. God says, "I will walk among you and be your God." And you will be my people.
然后很重要的就提到说，我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
But I think we'll be getting ahead of ourselves with all this talk of Noah, Abraham, Israel walking with God.
但是此阶段讲到神与挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以色列人同行，言之过早了。
Because before their walk could occur in history, there was a major stumble.
因为在他们与神同行还没有能够在历史中展开之前，有一个很重大的拦阻。
In Genesis 3, we will read that curse is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
创世纪第三章这里说到，神说地必因为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地吃的得着吃的。
It will produce thorn and thistle for you, and you will eat the plants of the earth of the field.
地也必给你长出荆棘和荠刺，你也要吃田间的蔬菜。
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food till you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出来的，你本是尘土。
So because of Adam's disobedience, God cursed the ground and blocked him from the tree of life.
所以让我们看到，因为亚当的不顺服，神就咒诅了土地，也不让他尝到生命树。
So instead of a garden of fruits and eternal life, Adam will experience toil and eventually death.
所以亚当从此要经历的不再是园中的丰盛果子和永生。他要经历的将是一生的劳苦，甚至死亡。
And therefore, toils and death is also major themes of Genesis 2.
所以劳苦还有死亡也成了创世纪的一个主要的课题。
Now, my intention for running through both of this Genesis story, creation story, is to demonstrate how our passage today, Genesis 5, also continue these themes of both creation stories.
那么我在陈述的这两段创造的故事呢，我的目的是要让大家看到我们今早的经文第五章如何延续了两个创造故事的主题。
In Genesis 1, we were told that mankind is given the image of God.
在第一章我们听到说人被赋予神的形象。
In Genesis 5 that we have read, this image was passed from Adam to Seth and beyond.
在第五章我们就听到说这个形象样式从亚当传到了赛特并且持续地传下去。
In Genesis 1, we were told that God pronounced a blessing to mankind to be fruitful and multiply.
第一章神向人宣告了祝福说要生养众多遍满全地。
Then in Genesis 5, we read of this blessing becoming a reality from every generation from Adam to Seth and so on because they allhad other sons and daughters.
而第五章这个祝福应验了，因为每一代的人都倍增。这里形容说生儿养女。
In the narrative version of the creation story, I spoke of the walk with God.
在第二个版本叙述性的创造故事，我提到了与神同行这个土地这个课题。
And I also talk about the curse of the ground and also about death.
也谈到土地的咒诅还有死亡。
These themes also continue in Genesis 5.
同样的，这两个主题在第五章也延续着。
In Genesis 5, we were told of how Enoch walked with God.
第五章两次提到说，以诺与神同行。
Then we were reminded of the curse when Lamech was talking about relief for his hardship and toil.
然后我们又听到咒诅，因为从拉麦在期待自己从劳苦中得到释放。
When Noah was born, he named him Noah, which means comfort. Why? Because he says he will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground that the Lord has cursed.
他生了挪亚之后，他为他起名挪亚，就是安慰的意思，因为他说这个儿子必为我们的工作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。
As for
而这个劳苦是因为神耶和华神咒诅了地。
As for death, well, except for Enoch who was taken by God, everyone else.We heard this same conclusion.
而讲到死亡的话，除了以诺被神取了之外，其他人的结局都一样了，都是说他死了。
The conclusion that then he died.
都是一样的结局，死了。
For dust you are, and to dust you return. This is what was said to Adam.
因为像亚当是这么说，你从尘土而出，必要归回尘土。
And we see here that just as the blessing of Genesis 1 to be fruitful and multiply, this has proven true.
所以正如第一章的那个倍增祝福应验了。
The curse of Genesis 3 has also proven true as well.
第三章的咒诅也成为事实了。
Now at this juncture, maybe you will be wondering about the long lives of all these people who lived for centuries, even until 900 over years.
在这个阶段, 你或许会在想, 这些人怎么活得那么长呢?
Well, commentators have suggested many theories, but I think they were, most of them are really speculations.
解经家都提出了许多的, 理论, 但是这些始终都是猜测。
These numbers, this age, well, they might have actually special meanings.
这些年龄的数字或许有特殊的意义。
But their significance is lost for us now.
但是这些重要的意义如今已经不存在了。
My personal preference is the suggestion that all these huge numbers, they are actually a symbolism to symbolize a different era before the flood.
我个人的倾向是的提议是这些巨大的数字象征着洪水之前一个完全不一样的时代。
Because these are the ancient times where perhaps, you know, the passing of time may feel quite different.
因为那是非常非常老古的时代，或许那时代时间的流逝真的很不一样。
But one thing is sure, one thing is certain.
但是唯一确实的，唯一很确实的。
None of them lived past 1,000 years.
没有一个人在那时代活超过1,000年。
And I think this is the writer reminding us of the inevitability of death.
这就是作者要提醒我们的，死亡是无可避免的。
Why did the editor of Genesis 5 choose to continue all these main themes from the two creation stories?
第五章这个编辑，他为什么选择要延续创造故事这些主题呢？
To us, maybe to multiply or to toil and eventually to die of old age. Well, this seems like mundane things.
对我们而言，这个生养众多，去倍增，去工作，去劳苦，最终去老死，这些看起来都是很平常、很一般的事。
Also, as Christian, we may take for granted this privilege of walking with Christ and to bear His image.
身为基督徒，我们也很常的把这个与神、与主同行，或者拥有神形象，当作理所当然。
I think here we fail to actually cherish that it's actually a very precious and gracious work of the Holy Spirit to have this God that can walk with us and to have His image, a God that is so personal to us.
我们没有很好的去珍惜这个圣灵很宝贵的一个工作，他的恩典的工作，叫我们能够与神有那么个人化的经历和同在。
Genesis 5 has revisited all these themes to tell us that actually God's creation from the beginning, it has continued on from the line from Seth all the way to Noah.
而第五章就重温了这些主题，表达说神的创造由赛特延续到挪亚。 让我们能够更好的这个体会。
These things are not mundane, nor to be taken for granted.
这些不是很平常的事情，也不是我们能够理所当然的。
These are signs of hope.
这些是象征盼望的一个记号。
And these are signs that God's grace has continued on even after what happened to Adam and Eve.
这些记号让我们看到，即使是亚当夏娃发生的事情，神的恩典如何与我们同在。
And therefore, to fully appreciate the message of Genesis 5, actually, we have to contrast it with the parable genealogy which is in Genesis 4.
所以要更好的去体会，去欣赏这个第五章的信息，我们要与第四章的这个家谱来做一个对比。
Let me read to you in Genesis 4.
我读这个家谱第四章。
Pretty long. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mahujael, and Mahujael was the father of Methusalel, and Methusalel was the father of Lamech. Lamech was married two women, one named Adah, the other Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who lived in tents and raised livestock. His brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all who play string instruments and pipes. Zillah had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Now Lamech said to his wife, Adah and Zillah, listen to me.
拉麦就对两个妻子说，亚达、希拉，听我的话。
Wives of Lamech, hear my words.
拉麦的妻子，听我的话呀。
I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me.
壮年人伤我，我把他杀了。少年人损我，我把他害了。
If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times.
若是该隐被杀，要遭报复七倍，那么杀拉麦的必遭报复七十七倍。
If we were to look at this genealogy, we will see that it's actually very different from the genealogy in Genesis 5.
所以当我们看这个第四章的家谱跟第五章的家谱是非常不同的。
Here there is no mention of the blessing of to be fruitful and multiply with the term other sons and daughters.
这里没有提到这个倍增的祝福，没有出现生儿养女这样的形容词。
There is also no passing of the image of God from Adam to Cain and so on. No passing of this image.
也没讲到神的形象要由亚当传到代代相传这样的词汇。
Instead, in this genealogy, we were reminded of the mark on Cain that anyone who kills Cain will be avenged 7 times.
反而我们被提醒这个该隐的印记，就是说有什么人伤害该隐，就要遭报复七倍。
No one in the line of Cain walks with God.
该隐的后代没有人与神同行。
Interestingly, there was also no toiling on the ground.
而有趣的是，这里也提到说土地上要劳苦工作才得收获。
Perhaps because the blood of Abel was in the ground.
或许是因为亚伯的血拦阻了这土地的丰收。
And God told Cain, when you work on the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you.
所以神对该隐说，你种地，地不再为你效力。
Instead, in this genealogy, we read about city building, nomadic lifestyle, music, and weaponry.
反而在这里出现了这个所谓的建造城市、游牧民的生活方式，还有了音乐，有了武器。
Now, there is nothing inherently wrong with any of these things.
这些东西都没有什么不对。
They represent progress in civilization.
它们代表人类的文明和进展。
But they do seem like quite a questionable diversion from the original lifestyle in Genesis 2, which talks about gardening and so on.
但是比较起第二章所讲的这个管理园中的这个生活方式是截然不同的。
Lastly, in this genealogy, there was also no mention of death.
最后在这个家谱也没有提到死亡。
Nobody tells us in the conclusion, after a long age, then he died.
这里没有说某某人到了很老的时候让他死了。
So I wondered about it, but I have a theory.
我也曾经问过为什么会这样，就有一个理论。
I believe there is so much violence in this genealogy that none of them actually died of old age.
我相信这个家谱当中因为有这么多的暴力，所以没有人是老死的。
So in Genesis 5, we have a Lamech from Seth that lives to 777 years old, and this number actually represents completeness.
所以从赛特的这个后裔有一个人叫做拉麦，他说他活到777年，是一个象征完全的数字。
And in the genealogy from Cain, we also have a Lamech, but instead he is one who will murder 77 times.
但是该隐的后裔也有一个叫做拉麦的人，他说他是那个会去杀人77次的。
So in contrasting these two genealogy to the And I think the writer is trying to do something.
所以作者比较了这两个家谱，而是有一个目的的。
The editor even used the point of using many similar names.
在比较当中呢，甚至用了许多相同的姓名。
I think the editor of Genesis is trying to tell us that only from the line of Seth to Noah, the faithfulness to God is preserved.
我想他的目的就是要很刻意的去表达说，唯有从赛特的后裔一直到挪亚的，才是信实的，才是向神忠心的。
And this is how it's summarized at the end of Genesis 4.
而结果在第四章就这么做出了结论。
Adam made love to his wife again, and he gave birth to a son and called him Seth.
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，名叫赛特。
God has granted me another child in the place of Abel because Cain killed him.
说神为我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了亚伯。
Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh.
赛特也生了个儿子，名叫以诺斯。
And then here it says,
然后说
at that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
然后说那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
Now the purpose of today's sermon is to give an introduction to the story of Noah.
今天早上的信息目的是要为挪亚的故事做一个介绍。
So what should be our mindset as we prepare ourselves to enter into this story?
在进入这个故事的时候，我们该如何预备自己的思维呢？
Because the beginning of a story will mark the theme of what would this story be like.
因为故事的开始将让我们有一个预备的心，知道要怎么样切入这个故事。
Is it a dark and stormy night?
这是否是一个狂风暴雨之夜呢？
Or is it going to be a bright and sunny day?
还是阳光普照之日？
At the end of the episode about what happened to Adam and Eve, we might have concluded a gloomy forecast.
在亚当夏娃的故事结束的时候，或许我们对未来的预测是比较消极的。
A life of toil and death, it doesn't look too promising for the future of mankind.
那你说到一生的劳苦，又有死亡的危机，对人类的未来并不那么乐观。
What is the meaning of life if we were just to work and work and work and work until the day we die?
若人的生命一生就只有一生的劳苦工作，一直等到死亡为止，生命又有什么意义呢？
Maybe you see your life in the same way.
或许你也这样看待自己的生命。
At the end of chapter 4, some of mankind chose the way of Cain.
说到了第四章，这里说的结尾，人都选择了像该隐的路。
They have taken the easy way out, giving in to sin.
他们选择向罪恶妥协，选择那容易的道路。
And if we want to control our fate,at the expense of others, well, this is what it will do. It will lead to a downward spiral towards destruction.
这里让我们看到，当我们选择要牺牲他人的利益来改变自己的前途，我们正在走向死亡的不归路。
But I will argue that Genesis 5 sees the reality of what happened after Adam and Eve.
但是我也同样看到第五章同样出现亚当夏娃之后的一个实况。
But after seeing this same reality,Genesis 5 concludes it in a different way.
但虽然看到同样的实情，但是却做出不同的结论。
Genesis 5 sees hope in life.
第五章在生命里看到了希望。
And especially life that is expressed in the line from Seth.
特别是从赛特的血脉的后裔留下来的那个盼望。
Yes, life is often hardship.
是的，生命中会有苦难。
Hardship even from work.
在工作上劳苦上的苦难。
Yes, life will eventually end in death.
最终也将面对死亡。
But like Seth, your life can be meaningful if you choose to walk with the Lord.
但是如果你选择好像赛特那样要与神同行，那么生命也可能活得有意义。
And we see that every next generation, it could be a blessing from God.
而我们也看到每下一代的人都可能是神的祝福。
When we see young children, we know this.
当我们看到小孩子，我们就能够明白这一点。
We do not just work until we die.
我们并不是一脉的这样工作劳苦一直到死亡。
When we see young children, we see that they inherit our image, and they too one day will also pass on this image to their children.
我们看到小孩，我们就看到他们遗传了我们的形象，我们的样式。而有朝一日也会传给他们的子孙。
When we see this, we know that life goes on.
而我们看到这个见证的这个，就知道生命将息息不断的延传下去。
The image of God goes on.
神的形象样式要传到下一代。
But there is something even better in this chapter.
但是这里这一章讲到更美好的有一件事情。
We have Enoch as a hint that perhaps there is more to life than just what we think we know.
我们有一个人物以诺的出现，暗示我们生命可以比我们所认识的更加丰盛。
That if we continue this walk with God faithfully,
因为以诺的生命告诉我们，若我们与神同行，
then perhaps one day we might just experience eternal life.
有朝一日，或许我们也真的经历了永生。
At the end of Adam and Eve, maybe all might seem gloomy to us.
在亚当夏娃结束的时候，或许看来前途是很渺茫、很消极的。
But in Genesis 5, in this introduction, we see that God has given us a new hope.
但是在第五章的开始，我们看到神给我们新的希望。
And let us bring this hope as we enter into this story of Noah.
而我们要带着这个盼望、这个希望来进入挪亚的故事。
Just as how we also bring this hope.Into our life.
正如我们如何带领这个盼望、这个希望进入自己的生命。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. Because you have, from the beginning, you have created all of us to walk with you. Lord, through Jesus Christ, you have become one of us that we may walk with you and know that you want to be our God and we can be your people, your children. With the image that you have given us, let us live this life worthy of your calling. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
We 现在以感恩的心，以奉献来回应神。